You see people around you. Some are what society calls successful, some are unsuccessful. Some are happy and content with whatever they have. Some are never so, no matter what they do or what they have. Some believe everyone comes to this world with certain unique qualities or talents. Some believe not everyone comes to this world with talent, but it's something that develops over time as it grows. As you were growing up, some of you must have been so lucky as to have always been motivated by your parents and teachers in what you do. Some were reprimanded for no reason as such. So, what is that one thing or things that differentiate one from being good to great? Is it talent? Is it skill? Is it hard work? Some people feel that being born with talent is luck. And there is no concrete explanation to how some people are born with talent or with inborn knack for certain fields. But even if someone had inborn talent, there is still a long way to go to be actually recognized in any field, like working really hard to actually be successful in it. In life, it all boils down to your choice of how much you want to pave your road to greatness by working hard. Being successful is all about being great in a field, being extraordinary, being exceptional, which happens when you are rare and valuable in a particular field, which comes from deliberate practice, which is all about hard work. Living in a real life, however, working hard might not necessarily lead you to success faster. I mean, it's just one of the things required to be successful. In life, there is often such people, or you will come face to face with such people who does not necessarily work as hard as you but compete against you and win. This category of people are those who work smart. There is a huge difference between working hard and working smart. And even though working smart will take you to places and it is important to work smart, but it can never replace working hard. Apart from talent and working hard, success also depends on two other things, your interest and your purpose. Let's face the reality. To survive in this world, you need money. Money is the most important thing in this world. And earning a lot of money does not always come from what you are interested to do. When you have to work for money, that serves as a motivation indeed. But money motivation dies with time. What helps you being great is interest. If you are working hard in a field you are interested in, you don't have to depend on external motivation factor to get you through. When you don't have interest, you have to constantly look for an external motivation or build up motivation on your own to keep working hard. Don't get me wrong. Even when you are driven and interested in a field, you need motivation. But building motivation is easier when you have interest in your work. The second factor is purpose. Or goal, or the reason, or the drive. Why you are working hard? When you work for right reasons, working hard is easier. For instance, if your drive is becoming better than someone else, this is not as stronger a purpose than like building yourself up or making yourself better. If the sense of your purpose or goal is negative, like bringing someone else down, your work will not be as great as it will be when you are working on yourself and making the world a better place. This is a strong purpose, and that's what separates good from great. Again, here the sense of greatness and success varies from people to people. For instance, for me, I will consider myself successful or I'll consider that I'm on my way to being successful when I feel my potentials are being used to its limit and my skills are growing and I'm being looked up to in the field that I'm working in, and of course money, like enough money. And also the fact that my work is contributing to something bigger and impacting life. But all these things will not necessarily come out of one work or career field. If you are really lucky, you will get to have all this out of one particular job. But for others, they have to have three to four different fields or careers or like jobs to get the best out of themselves. And we have to realize that that's fine too. Our society always encourages us to narrow down our interests to one career field so that we can work full time on that without any distraction. But that's not where great things take place. Not all career fields or job are like good paying and increasing your skills is your interest area and serves your purpose. Some career field only pay good and increase your skill, or it is your interest and increase your skill but not pay. Some serves your purpose and is your interest but it does not pay. It's up to you how you want to balance them and which factor is more important than others. My parents always taught me that if you work real hard, you will achieve anything and everything with dedication. But as I grew up and now that I'm working, I realized that it's not just about working hard. It is about a lot of other factors too. To sum up, your success depends on your talents, skill, hard work, how smart you work, your interests, and your purpose. When majority of these factors align, it's then when your work becomes great. Don't underestimate the importance of working smart. The perfect combination of work is a mix of working hard and smart. And if you ask what should be the ratio of working hard and smart, that varies from people to people depending on their working style and also depends on different factors like work environment, personality, and the field of work. And you have to find that perfect golden ratio for your success. This is just my perspective, of course. I mean, this is something that I realized over the past few weeks or months, and I just thought of sharing. Just remember, if you feel you are not doing the best in your work and you are really frustrated about it, just ask yourselves a few questions like, is this your interest or are you working hard enough? Is the money sufficient? Is your drive or purpose is what you really want right now? And you might find very interesting answers and it might help you come out of the uncertainty. It's okay to feel stagnant after years, or it's okay to feel bored. And great things always come out in those boundaries or interface where two fields meet. So explore new related and unrelated fields and change your career path. But of course, be mindful while doing so. Like, don't just jump head on if you are limited by finance. Build your skills and then switch. It's okay to have multiple interests and explore them all. Hey guys, this is your host, The Awkward Adult, and I had not released an episode for the last 2 weeks. Apologies for that. I was mulling over certain decisions and certain things that I had to take care of that were uncertain, mostly because, of course, because I was not working hard and I was not feeling fulfilled. But I guess I'm better now and I'm working towards it and trying to figure out my way. And you might be hearing a lot of background noises. I don't know, it's very much noisy in here. A lot of traffic is going on and I actually live near the old airport. So a lot of aircrafts are flying for the last 2 to 3 weeks and I don't know what is up with that. I mean, it's continuous and it is very annoying when you are having meetings and you cannot hear a thing. Anyways, I hope this episode or this topic was helpful to you, and I'll see you again next week with a new topic, interesting one hopefully. And till then, have a great weekend ahead and be safe and be healthy. Bye-bye. Do, 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 do.